It's around 1 a.m. and I'm being my normal nocturnal self. I guess I've been sleeping a lot this week and now I'm not tired at all. That and I had some tea earlier at AU with Kim, and it's probably gonna keep me up all night. So since I'm still awake and I'm wondering what to do, podcasting came to my mind. Sorry, I'm kind of talking weird. My nose is kind of stuffed up. I have a cold. Anyway, I knew if I didn't podcast soon, I would be pulling that disappearing for months thing again. So here I am. I know. Y'all miss me, right? So updates on the past 2 weeks while I was gone. Let's see. Well, the biggest thing that happened was probably Rosemead's prom, which I attended with Henry. Fun stuff, you know? But I mostly went for him. I already had my prom last year, and that's really the only one I needed. But I don't know, maybe going to prom with him was a mistake. He's been getting kind of clingy and depressive, and we know me. I'm not a heartbreaker. I swear to God I'm not. I don't want to get into any of this anymore, or just right now. I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm just trying to have fun. And here he comes along, and he tries to take me. He sends me this message telling me how he wishes I could be his and only his, even though he knows that's selfish. I don't know, you guys. I don't want to hurt him. But how do I tell him no? I already told him once that I don't want to be with anyone right now, that I'm not ready. But he seems like he won't quit. I want to be able to tell him that I can't be with him. Not 2 years ago, not now, and maybe not ever. It's one of those things where once you see someone as a type of person, it just sticks. The closest I can see him as is probably as a child that I would babysit, and that's it. Is that wrong? It's not only because he's a month younger than me, it's just I feel like I constantly have to take care of his emotions and whatnot, and I have enough of my own to deal with. I don't want to be with someone that'll need me so much, because I don't want to need anyone that much either. I don't know. I guess I really just need a vent. My own prom is in 2 or 3 weeks. Speech and debate tryouts were yesterday. Around 200 people tried out, and there are about 20 openings, I heard. Not exactly good chances, right? And choir tryouts are in another week. Then school projects. Everything's getting cluttered. I'm just looking forward for my acceptance letters from Brown once I send the video in. It feels like things are starting to get complicated here again. And surprise, surprise, it's mostly because of a guy. If only there's a way to let them down gently, right? But on a much brighter note, I did manage to get my perfect prom dress for the upcoming one. It's a ball gown style dress, and it's just gorgeous. It's one of those things where, when I saw it, I knew I just had to have it. I knew it was the one, the dress. So I ordered it online, and it fits perfectly, which cheers me up a lot, because every time I start worrying about school, I look at it in my closet and think about how in a few more nights, I'll be wearing that perfect dress. There's something about dressing up that gets me all giddy and happy inside. Especially going with someone I may start to have feelings for. Yeah, that's right, Matt. He looked really good today in his green striped polo. When he came over last weekend to watch Rentals with me, he started kissing me on the neck. Hard thing for me to resist since that's my weak spot. But I told him no and he respected that, which I like a lot. I'm not going to jump into anything too quick, even though we've known each other for almost 3 months. I'm gonna leave soon, whether it's for Rhode Island or China, even though it's just for the summer, but what does that leave us with? enough time to start liking each other a lot, kiss a little, and then leave. And we all know I don't do long-distance relationships. I just don't do relationships anymore. At least, not now anyway. I see my life as so much freer and better this way. Why do so many people think that you need someone else to be happy? The honest-to-God truth is, if a person can't be happy alone, then someone else isn't going to change that. Maybe it just takes some of us longer to figure that out than others, right? I'm just trying to find where I'm happy by myself, and I ended up right here. Because I'm happy here, and realizing that I'm happy, it brings me to see that I don't need anyone else to be happy. Exactly like what one of my good friends, John, told me once. You can't be happy just by being with him. You have to be happy alone. And then when you are happy alone, you won't need to be with him. Actually, two Johns told me that. Wise words from college boys named John. Anyway, I guess there's no real deep meaning behind this podcast. Just me rambling to relieve stress. And it kind of does make me feel better. So maybe the deeper meaning is, if you start feeling stressed out, start podcasting. Good night, everyone.